Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another special session of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. Right now, we are coming to you live from the Shanghai City Cultural Center here in Philadelphia, located at 3117 Master Street. And we are presently listening to Brother Sekou, who just provided some spoken word for us and is now also giving us some insight into some inspiration and motivation. We are here today to really focus on Black August, and we are also in getting ready to present the film screening of the FBI War Against Tupac Shakur. Today is, of course, the day that we are, I guess this is the last day of Black August, in the 31st. We had initially planned to bring a live broadcast 2 years with Cameron Fred Hampton Jr., and it looks like we're going to have to reschedule that for tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow is, in fact, the Earth Day of Chairman Fred, or Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton Sr., of course, who was assassinated in Chicago by a powerful young brother who was a voice for the people as well as for the voice of liberation. And as a result of that, was in fact targeted by the COINTELPRO project program and ultimately murdered. So tomorrow, of course, there will be many activities in the Chicago area that will focus on that. And I do believe they're going to be working on the naming of the street for Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton. Again, in the background, we're listening to Brother Sekou, who is a local Polish spoken word artist here in the Philadelphia area. And, you know, we're really just having some dialogue right now because people here are enjoying a wonderful meal. The meal has been prepared by Brother Sonny from Herb's Garden. And, you know, we're getting ready again for the film presentation. And then after the film presentation, we're going to have a dialogue. And the dialogue is going to be on COINTELPRO. We're going to connect COINTELPRO from, of course, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and so forth, straight through present day. The present day COINTELPRO activities or operations may not be called to say COINTELPRO, but the fundamental operations other than its targeting of our people, especially dealing with African liberation and self determination, is definitely the same and then some. Now, what happened on Tuesday, which will be August the 31st, we will, in fact, have a special interview with Brother Lau Sui Ali. So, that will be our closing out dialogue for our blog talk show on Tuesday, the 31st. That will take place at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you who receive our e-blurb, we will, in fact, get an announcement about that. Of course, those who are familiar with Brother Bilal Sunni Ali, he has been on our radio program previously several times and is, in fact, a former political prisoner and is also one of the spokespersons for the Bidatimatullah Shakur Defense Committee as well as the Iman Jamil Amin Defense Committee. So we're going to get updates on both of those campaigns for freedom in addition to some things that's going on in the country of Belize, which is now where Brother Blau and his wife, Fulani Sunni Ali, now reside in on several projects. Okay, so we're going to get ready to go to our mic here tonight and let you hear some of what is going on with the dialogue or the presentation that is now being presented by Brother Sekou. He is, again, one of the area spoken word artists. All right. We're coming to you live from the Sunshine City Cultural Center.
That's what they told me. They showed me how to get there, right? Not even two blocks from the gallery, right on 11th Street. That building. I waited in line for an hour and 15 minutes. 88-degree day. Got a ticket on the U-Haul van that day. You understand what I'm saying? They told me to come back at 6. Now, I told the lady, I said, well, if I abandoned my son, I said, I could be locked up the next day. She said, that's enough, right? come back in 6 months. You know, we'll be here. Like, literally, this is what you're here. What I'm saying, like, wow. Like, man, like, you've got to be kidding. So in the meantime, I can't work as much. I can't do the things that I can to provide. I can't build up. But one thing I do is I learn how to make something out of nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I got a good sister, Queen Ateola, at Spirit First Foods. I like framing her name up because when I say that individual supports me, that means, you know, inside and out. You know, Sister Pam Africa, I met her on Earth Day for the first time in my life. Heard of the MOVE program, you know, and Brother Yatano was like, yeah, that's a good sister right there. I said, well, since I've spoken word, can I get in on this? She had this flyer, the advertisement for April 24th, the day before my birthday, for those other one day I met Jamal over at the Friendship Center. She said, well, that card is already full. You know, I got Tony Sanchez, and I got the brother poet, and this, but next event or something, you might be able to, you know. That's what Sister Sam Africa did, though. She made a mistake and stayed there while I was speaking at her thing. But she came up to me before I even had a chance to put the microphone down. She said, but I don't record the event, so I'll make sure you're there. So I know where
that's
I was.
Right. That's right.
Trying to make me feel, you know, that the words you talk, but the words is just my action. I hear what the I am. Oh, my goodness. And sorry to say, that's that way right there, that I am. Brother Stan, can you bring me that I am right there? There's like four competitions. Yeah, right there. The slave and African face and Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Marcus Garvey. Okay, first you got to find out who Marcus Garvey is. He's a dark skin brother. Close cut. Right. He's going to find it, though. You know what I'm saying? I already know. Patience is the key to success for each one of them.
That's right.
It doesn't matter which one it is. That's when we ask which of all you need to end the till. Marcus Garvey is a dark skin brother. Right under you. Yes, that's perfect. Right there. Thank you very much. That'll work right there. Because I am, I thought of everything that I could be, you know what I mean, and put it into a ball. Right. And then here, well, one of the judges that had to give me this, $500. That's unheard of in a person system for a poetry contest. So it wasn't a poetry contest, it was a cat. You know, they had a gospel choir, 1,800 sisters. So, you understand what I'm saying? I covered with I am. I didn't have the images on there, just the words at that time. But the thing is, they did not want me to invent this thing. I mean, they tossed it over to me. Here's the deal. The panel was three colors and one Caucasian. You know, well, I don't know their exact nature, you know. So I'm just saying. You know, I'll put what I do know the color, you know what I'm saying? Anything dark to me, the color, you know, was it dark. Because I'm pretty much white. All right, I'm going to drop this on, brother. You stay right there. If you see your eyes, you might be one of these lines.
But you can never be white, brother.
Right, I know that, right? You got that right. And if I was, like my feet be when I take off my shoes because they don't get much sun. I tell them, guess what, though? Some of the stars get sensitive. You don't like trusty girls. You know, you're not saying I love them. You don't like them. So,
that's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on. You know what I mean? That's what I told them. You know, I said, I'm sorry if you'll ever be. You can see it. It's not spiritual.
That's right.
All right. I am a man who, by any means necessary, avoids society steadily. So I will, in a situation I can identify with the pain of my cellmate, Phobia. I am a human being to maneuver my way through an obstacle course called life. As my scars and battle cries were engineered by a word called strife. I am a species that was used to fuse and classified as extinct, affiliated, traded, segregated, and told with to fake. I am a creature who was tripled and crippled by my oppressor, taught inconsistency and given back to my teachers and professors. I am a person who can delude you without blasphemy and cursing, verbally assaulted your intelligence without rehearsing. I can experiment the common, the ancient art of survival by means of the poor, the holy rat, and the bottom. I am a soul that roams with eclipsed mindset to sever the door with deep from subliminal captivity and weather the storm. I am a rebel when a cause has been justified by history. An adversary punctured my brain with lies and criticized my history.
History. I am a revolutionist.
For you and all those who came before me, how could I forget now the market that the power that be? We are taking our merchandise for neglect and gentles are new, so that we're reincarnated in the I have the voice box of an entire race that's been mentally muted, corporately secluded, internally trained, and reassembled with substance inside of it. I am a father of a child who has to do well because of where I stand as I marinate in the pit of incarceration. I sufficiently prepare my plan. I am the heart of an agent who refuses to give up the fight, similar but not identical to a prostitute who refuses to give up the knife. I am peace and harmony to those who wish to assess me, and if I have to convert this to a select call, don't I reflect? I am the reason beyond the actions of the prince of darkness and his comrades for approximately 5 centuries. I've been bombarded with animosity and the promise of bad. I am the toast beneath the White House that provides a safe haven for cowards and suits who literally manufacture weapons of mass destruction to obliterate my essence and suffocate my proof. I am the answer to every single inquiry. I am an established fact of monster points abducted to Africa. God.
Okay, that was like a two. And we are here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center. We're broadcasting live, and we are, of course, observing the commemoration of Black August here in Philly. For those who are interested in becoming involved in next year's Black August event, you can give us a call at area code 256-302-267-636-302. Next year, we definitely plan to bring a very powerful month of Black August activities. Very shortly, we're going to close out for the broadcast for tonight. And we're going to, of course, let you know that tomorrow we plan to have our interview with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. We originally scheduled it for today. We weren't able to make the technological connection, so we'll bring it to you tomorrow. Closing out Black August, Bilal Ali, 7 o'clock, tune in. Again, we are right here at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, and we are getting ready to screen for Tupac, FBI War, Tupac Shakur, focusing on, of course, COINTELPRO. After the presentation of the film showing, we are going to have a dialogue about COINTELPRO. Again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in, and we hopefully will hear and see and talk with you in future dialogue. Peace to you.
Vegetables and healthy foods.